Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's not only just America since 1973 that sacrificed over 50 million children. In Uganda, it's actually a thriving business to sacrifice children. Let's go there right now. Brace yourself. It is very tragic. A thriving business sacrificing children in Uganda. Let's take a look.
It's a little after 2 in the morning, about an hour's drive south of Kampala. CBN News has joined undercover detectives, armed police, and a pastor hunting for a witch doctor accused of kidnapping and killing children.
Witch doctors believe that when you kidnap a child, you get wealth, you get protection.
Pastor Peter Siwakiyanga leads the search. He runs Champesi Child Care Ministries, a Christian effort to stamp out child sacrifice in Uganda. He describes the witch doctor's brutal ritual.
When they get a child, most times they cut the neck, they take the blood out, they cut the genitals or any body organs that the spirits want. In a sense, it involves the child dying.
A few hours in, the trail for the killer goes cold. Pastor Peter says these gruesome crimes happen almost each month.
And there are very few actually that survive. Most of them die.
I had high hopes and dreams for Clive.
Rachel Kasingu's 3-year-old son Clive disappeared June 2, 2015, while playing in the backyard of their home.
It was around 10 in the morning when we noticed he was nowhere to be found.
CBN News met Kasingu the day police told her what happened to her son.
I've never even heard of child sacrifice. I didn't even know what the phrase meant.
Detective Emmanuel Mafunda took us to the spot, not too far from his home, where they found Clive's remains, in this pit toilet filled with human feces. Mafunda said the key suspect turned out to be Kasingu's neighbor, a wealthy businessman who allegedly hired 2 men to kidnap and mutilate Clive's body, believing the act would bring good luck to his new hotel project. Detective Mafundo said the suspect paid the equivalent of $1,400 for Clive's life.
I found it so queer how someone, because of superstition, can be able to sacrifice a 3-year-old kid.
Child sacrifice today in Uganda is such a serious and widespread problem that the government has even set up an anti-child sacrifice and human trafficking task force.
Chief Investigator Moses Binoga says that in addition to decapitation, witch doctors often slice the child's tongue and mix it with herbs for special powers.
The tongue is used to silence enemies.
Mike Chibitam is Uganda's top law enforcement official, the equivalent of America's attorney general. He says superstition and the desire to get rich quick contribute to high child sacrifice rates in his country.
The connection is these witch doctors come and tell people who want to get rich that in order to get rich, you need to sacrifice human blood.
Best friends Kanani Nankunda, George Mukisa, and Alan Simbatia are fortunate to be alive, but bear the physical and emotional scars of their past. The 3 are child sacrifice survivors. A few years back, Kanani and his 7-year-old sister were attacked in the bush. He has a 10-inch scar on the back of his neck where the witch doctor tried to drain his blood.
I fainted, and when I regained consciousness, I found my sister dead with her head missing.
2 men attacked Alan Simbatia on his way home from school.
I tried to scream for my parents, but my voice was not strong enough for them to hear me.
They stabbed his neck, sliced his head with a machete, then castrated him. Alan remained in a coma for 2 months after his miraculous rescue. George Mukisa's mother found him lying in a pool of blood after a man castrated his privates with a blunt knife. Doctors had to reconstruct his genitals with skin grafted from his forearm. The boys say they encourage each other to look past their physical challenges.
God is helping us in many different ways. When we think about what happened to us, we just pray and ask God that this would never happen to anybody else.
The three boys are now under Pastor Peter's care. Champisi Child Care Ministries is the only organization in the country providing long-term financial and medical care for survivors of child sacrifice.
We want to see that the life of a child who has survived is supported, that they are socially able to stand and heal from the injuries, and that they can have a life after that.
Rachel Casigo says life without Clive will never be the same. Still, she has a message for the men who brutally murdered her three-year-old son.
Because of my faith in Jesus, I believe in second chances, and I would give it to them because there's nothing I can do to bring Clive back. My message to them is confess your sins and come to the Lord, because when you come to the Lord, He will forgive your sins.
George Thomas, CBN News, Kampala, Uganda.
This is such a tragedy. I mean, you think about this witchcraft and sacrificing for wealth so they could have more money. But you think about it, that's exactly what's happening in different countries, happening in America. 50 million children aborted. The Center for Medical Progress, led by David DeLayden, went in allegedly undercover and recorded American citizens in the abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts, parts in demand. And some of the doctors talking about she wanted a sports car, she wanted wealth. And they're talking about sending these body parts through Federal Express, reportedly. You know, allegedly each part getting its own Federal Express identification number to be able to go to different places. It's happening throughout the world. It's happening in America. And it's such a tragedy. And it's based on this witchcraft and this thing about, you know, people wanting more. So the reason why somebody takes the life of their child is he wanted a better hotel. The reason why somebody takes the life of their child in their womb, they don't want to spread their money out. It costs them too much. We had a program called, single or childless by choice. They were saying, why would you want to pay this amount of money for a child when you could spend it on yourself? You know, and they were talking about, you know, it just costs too much money to have children. Well, taking your child's life because you want to have a bigger house or bigger car, it's no different than this doctor who, or this particular business owner, taking a child's life in his own warped believing so he could have more money. We cannot end life. The innocent bloodshed of life, God's going to hold us accountable for that. And it's so important for us not only to pray for Uganda, but pray for America that this would end. And it's witchcraft. It's tragic, you know, what we just had on the program, you know, the sacrifice of children that's taking place in Uganda, a thriving business. This man wanted a prosperous hotel, so his false beliefs are that. That's how dangerous false beliefs are. Yeah.
This witchcraft.
Man, yeah, witchcraft. That he kills a child, he has more money.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that's happening in America. We heard them say specifically on Childless by Choice, when they talked about it, he says, I am not going to, it costs, they said, $1 million to raise a child. Hmm. You know, and I don't know what book that's from, but they're saying is, I want $1 million. I don't want the child, take the child's life. And it's like, we're going to be held accountable for those things. And just as tragic as it is in Uganda, it's how tragic it is in America.
Absolutely.
Especially when we see firsthand the video allegedly taken by David DeLayden and the Center for Medical Progress, where they're actually taking the arms, the legs,
out of a petri dish, you can see with your own eyes.
And they are saying specifically, this organ's in demand, this organ's in demand. The same thing they're cutting off those poor children, the same thing they're cutting off the babies in the womb, and they're sending them around. It's the same, you know, it's just, it's evil. Well, that witchcraft, speaking of that, right now, CBN News is reporting that there is literally people who are moving in witchcraft in America openly now, and they're speaking out their incantations, and they're trying to bind our president and speaking these things out. Now, we have authority in Jesus Christ to be able to deal with that, but first you need to look at it. You don't need to wink at it. If we're not praying or stepping up to the plate,
that's
then
right.
Things like that we're seeing take place in Uganda and other places begins to happen. But read the article to us. What are they saying here?
It says a group of women dressed...
Hold on, man. You're probably seeing this hat. You can see this particular... This witch's hat up here on the back of the screen. This is what you're thinking about. This is literally witches that are, and men or women, that are speaking these things out.
Well, this article says this. A group of women dressed as witches gathered in California Park recently. Their mission? to cast a hex that will force President Donald Trump from office.
So they're literally thinking they're going to speak some incantation, and they're trying to cast him out. They could have casted their vote, but now they're trying to use witchcraft to cast what's being reported.
Yeah, absolutely. They chanted, "Trump is a fool. Trump is a clown. We are here to shut him down," as they march with broomsticks around a cauldron. KGTV reports the women were from a local actors group, and they gathered on April Fool's Day in Balboa Park in San Diego, calling their event Fire the Fool Day. While the group's costumes may indicate an attempt at humorous criticism of President Trump, the other anti-Trump forces are taking their witchcraft against the president quite seriously. Followers of the occult have been casting spells on President Trump since February, and they're vowing to continue the practice on every crescent moon. The witches shocked many people by publicly launching a campaign to hashtag bind Trump on social media, casting their first collective spell on February 24th.
This is so important. I think about Patricia King when she prophesied, and we had her on the program, that witchcraft would be used against our president, and we have to pray for our president. And by the way, as a Christian, you have authority to bind. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. But if you're not doing anything and that's taking place, you got to pray for those in authority over you.
The article continues to say that they plan to cast more spells against President Trump on April 24th, May 23rd, June 21st, July 21st, August 19th, and so on until he leaves office.
8 years later.
And
I didn't say that. Okay.
This is, I guess, what the spell says. It says, "I call upon you." I don't think we should even read this thing. You know, this is horrific. But a group called Magic Resistance has launched a Facebook page to help recruit more people to hashtag bind Trump. One woman posted on the page that witches should be informed about the Cyrus prophecy from the Bible that some Christians believe applies to President Trump.
So they actually know that, you know, remember Lance Wallner talked about that this is a Cyrus anointing that's on our president. Mm-hmm. And this is what's so interesting. I don't think we need to read any more of that article, but when you think about it, that if you just listen to the people who move in darkness, they'll tell you what's actually going on. And the Lord said, you know, to even his own folks, he said, the world sometimes knows more than his own folks know, and the season and the times. And there is a Cyrus anointing. I mean, you're already looking at it take place. You're looking at great unity, the most powerful cabinets ever been put together. You're looking at, you know, forward movement, actually keeping the promises that's going on, so much so that even the, quote, conservative Congress is trying to act conservative. They're trying to catch up with what's going on.
A wrecking ball.
Yeah, and so you're looking at a wrecking ball. Lord told me it's a house of cards. Told others that this is what's going to take place. And so in the book of Isaiah, he talks about in the Persian king Cyrus that God established as a secular leader, if you would, that was going to be used by him to reestablish Israel. Mm-hmm. And God did it. It's exactly what he did. And they're confirming in their own fear. But we need to pray for our president. You know, understand when, you know, you have to contend with something. When you have somebody going through the woods like in Uganda looking for your children, trying to sacrifice your children so they can have financial gain, as somebody else is trying to kill your grandchildren in your children's womb by promoting abortion.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to actually participate and pray, and God will hear us, and we've got to begin to bind those things that are not of God. And the Lord tells us to pray for those in authority, not to bind those that are in authority over us. And also pray for the salvation for those that are held together, held in captive by witchcraft, you know, because they're believing that that's how they achieve whatever they're going to achieve. But God loves them. I mean, if you're moving in witchcraft, you know, I want to tell you right now that the Lord loves you. He's got a plan for your life. You're looking at fleshly ways to be able to achieve, you know,
results,
and understand that God's all powerful. He created everything, even created you. He's holding everything together, and he loves you, and he has a plan for your life, and his plan is better than, I mean, look how fearful and frantic and concerned you are only because things shifted differently than you thought they were, and now you're speaking these things. I understand this, that it's God. God moved in such a way that no man could take credit for it. Like he moved with Cyrus, he moved here, and he's doing something. Man's not doing something. He's doing something. And it boils down to this: how are we going to stand with Israel? And God wants to protect the apple of his eye, and he is. God has given our current president generals that's going to make sure that Israel is stayed in the land.
Yeah.
And he spoke specifically to Pastor John Kilpatrick, church of his presence. That's one of the main reasons what's going on here. And so it's important for us to pay attention to the full circle and what's going on.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.